Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
It's the Moving Up show again. So we've got a packed programme. What have we got coming up today? Here's Charles. Charles, what are you talking to us about?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, that sounds good. Right. Oh, Toby's here. Toby, what's occurring?
Beer and Buses. I got another instalment of that. It's five Breezer Olympians back on the island together for another year.
And Josh, what's your recipe today, Josh?
Today's recipe will be cinnamon and apple on fruit bread.
Oh, that sounds lovely for autumn. Can't wait.
Hi, this is Sherry and I'm at the Safe Harbour Cafe in Ryde and I'm here with Jess, who's on her supported work experience. Hello Jess.
Hello.
What have you been doing here at Safe Harbour?
Doing the till.
Oh, what do you have to do when you're using the till?
Do the money.
The money?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Are you enjoying using the till?
Yes.
Do you think you're doing well?
Yeah.
I think you are doing well. What else do you do?
Hot chocolates and teas and coffee.
Brilliant. Do you know, I heard a customer say the hot chocolate you made him was the best you'd ever had. Yeah, it's really nice, he said.
Yeah.
What else do you have to do for your work
experience? Sell cakes.
Oh, yes. Is there a favourite cake you like?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, okay. What other little jobs do you have to do here?
Clean the floors.
Oh, whereabouts do you clean the floors?
In the change room, that'll make it clean and get to over.
Oh, I see. So it's a change room because... one thing we didn't say, this cafe is joins to a swimming pool, doesn't it? Which is really great because all the young children come here and learn how to swim. And what is the young children's favourite thing to buy?
Fairy cakes.
Fairy cakes, yeah. And what did you do this morning to help with the fairy cakes? Did you have to put something on top of the cake? What colour icing did you put on
it? Chocolate.
Chocolate. What a surprise. And what were the sprinkles? What were they?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Of course. Do you enjoy doing your work experience here?
They're my favourite, Terry.
Do you think you're learning lots of new things? I think you are, and I'm really pleased how hard you work. So thank you very much for chatting to us, and we'll be chatting again soon.
Josie couldn't make it here this week for our radio show, so she's passed me her glitter ball to look after for her. This is Strictly Sequins.
What happened this week, Claire?
Well, this week it was the first elimination week, so one couple had to leave, sadly, so the tension was very high.
Who were the highest scorers?
Well, the highest scorers were, I think, the same as last week, actually. It was Ashley and Pasha. They danced a beautiful cha-cha-cha, and they scored a sensational score of 32. Really good score.
So, Claire, who was eliminated?
Well, actually, Josie predicted this last week. She predicted that it would have been Susanna, Constantine and Anton. They danced a foxtrot, but not very successfully. They had to do a dance-off with Lee, Ryan and Nadia, but unfortunately they were the first to go. They scored only 12 points. Really not a very good score. And Bruno gave some cutting criticism. He said that you'd get more movement out of a lamppost than Susanna dancing the foxtrot. Pretty damning. And Susanna was gutted. And I think that's the first time that Anton has gone out so early in the competition.
That sounds disappointing. Who was your favourites?
Well, I thought that Faye, Toza and Giovanni gave a beautiful Viennese waltz, and it was so graceful and they were so light on their feet, and they had a pretty good score. They scored 31. Okay, we'll keep you updated on next week's show.
Hey Josh, I heard that you got a wicked recipe.
Yes, my recipe is cinnamon and apple on fruit bread. This recipe serves one person.
What are the ingredients?
You need 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter, half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, one apple cored and sliced, and one slice of fruit bread.
Sounds delicious. What's next?
You need to melt butter in a saucepan over a low heat and stir in the cinnamon, add the apples, and stir well to coat.
Now what?
Well, I think the next thing to do, preheat the grill and line the grill pan with foil. Then, spread the buttered apple over the grill pan and grill it until the apple is just beginning to brown.
Oh, sounds delicious.
It does, doesn't it? What's next, Josh?
Taste the fruit bread and serve with the apples piled on top. Drizzle with golden syrup.
Oh, that does sound good. I can't wait to try that. Can you, Charles?
No, I can't.
You've been listening to Josh's recipe of the week.
Today's game is Red Dead Redemption 2. How does it make you feel, Harry?
I'm very excited for this game because I used to play Red Dead Redemption 1, and I used to love that game. You know, the detail, especially where it was back on 360, the graphics were amazing, the storyline was fantastic, and you got a lot of money, you got a lot out of the game for the money you paid.
See, I just like the new one's gonna be twice as better. There's more features, and you might be able to switch characters, but that was a change in the last one. And it's also you get to choose who you want to be in the gang with, and you can build your own gang in this one.
I mean, it was quite a few years ago where the original one came out. Do you think that was too big of a gap for them not to produce the game?
Yes, it was. It took me ages to find how long it's going to do and how much it's going to worth.
Hopefully it was worth the wait, because the graphics look incredible. You know, that game was ahead of its time on 360, we can both agree. Let's hope Red Dead Redemption can deliver once again.
Well, it's costing nearly £80, and it's out on October the 26th, so pre-order now, it's cheaper.
Yeah, I've still got pre-order, I can't wait until it comes out. It's one of them games where you can just sit there and play for a couple of days and not even think about it.
Exactly, I can play for 24 hours non-stop on that game any day, any place.
I remember, because I bought it backwards compatible, because you can get it on Xbox One, the original, and I'm still playing it to this day.
Same, I've got it on the Xbox 360, if I just shove it in the Xbox One, it works perfectly the same way it normally does. So decent.
Yeah, the graphics actually stand up to modern standards, which is incredible for this age of game.
Yes, it's 4K HD thingy bob now. The graphics are twice much better.
Well, let's hope that Red Dead Redemption 2 lives up to the hype, and hopefully we'll be talking in a couple of weeks of how good it is.
Yes, it will. I'm definitely up for that.
So this afternoon's discussion is on the topic of, is there enough on the Isle of Wight for young people to do nowadays? What do you think, Harry?
Now, there is clubs out there, but it's hard to keep it in the same age range. Because of people who are getting older, over the age of 19, it's hard for them to find clubs that will accept people of that age.
Okay, so just going around the table then, Josh, how old are you?
21.
Harry?
19.
Charles?
20, but 21 next week.
And Toby?
18.
Okay, so you're all adults, but you're young adults, and you still would like to have social clubs and activities and things to do. Have any of you been in any clubs before?
I went to a swimming club when I was younger for people who were disabled to learn to swim. And without them, I would never learn, their patience and their understanding. And now I can swim.
But that was again for younger people, was it?
No, it was actually for older people.
Oh, right. So you were out of your age range the other way.
I was the youngest in the group, but it was something positive that I always hold close to me.
Yeah, cool.
It's lucky you can swim. I sing like a brick, so.
Oh, maybe you need to find a swimming. Well, I was just going to say.
I don't go in water, I just go on boat. I'll go on ferry and that.
Ferry.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easier. I'd rather go on that than. I'd rather be on top of the water than not in the water.
Yeah. So I was just wondering if perhaps there are any sort of swimming clubs around for young people.
I wouldn't know these days because, it was quite a few years ago when I went to that. Starting to feel a bit old now, but it was something positive that got me out of the house and really helped me.
No, that's good. Charles, have you got any experience of any sort of youth clubs or anything that you've been to?
I've been to quite a few. I've been to one on the mainland that was age range between 16
to 19.
Right.
And I was 18, so that was coming up to my last year anyway.
Yeah.
So over here I went to one, but it's like a disco. It wasn't my sort of scenery. It was just like all babyish. Yeah. So I just stopped going.
Yeah, that's a shame. Because, I mean, there are things like, for example, John's Club that happens at the Riverside Centre that is really, really popular with some people, but for others, they find it a bit too noisy, or they don't want that sort of disco-y atmosphere. They want something else. Josh, was there any clubs that you would be interested in joining?
I don't know. There's not really much offering on the island.
But what would you like to do if you could join the club?
Something that is within my interests.
Which are?
Photography and music.
And music. But there is Rob DeBank's Music Club, isn't there, on the island? So have you thought about joining that one?
Sort of.
Okay, right. Toby, I understand that you had, where you used to live, there was a pretty good club that you were able to go to. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Right, so I'm not from the other way, I'm from Sussex.
Yeah.
So I am from all the way the other side of the South Coast.
All the way, border
of South Coast.
Okay.
But there's this club there that doesn't run any well because the funding ended.
Oh, that's a real shame.
Well, their county council, the building was leased, and obviously the lease ran out last year.
And what did you do at the club?
It was just basically just relaxing, like you got pool table, you had table tennis, badminton upstairs, you got a hall, you mess around, you can mess around with your bike in there, don't care, didn't really care.
Yeah.
Cooking, that was rare, the pub never actually worked, but
now again you've got the opportunity to
do computer games. About it, really.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so that's really like a sort of a traditional youth club that you would think of.
It would have one part early in the day for like 4 till 6, then they close for a couple of hours, then they'll open again like 7-ish, 8-ish, and then go on to like 9, 10 for old.
So the older ones.
Yeah, for over 8, like 16 and over.
Yeah. So that's good, because then they didn't feel too babyish then.
Yeah, compared to what we have on the island right now, it's like everything is on Portsmouth to or Sussex or... Don't know about Southampton, but South Coast has got, on there, the actual South Coast has got the most stuff. Over here, we've got nothing, basically.
So in an ideal world, then, because I guess really it's all down to funding, so if we had a magic wand and we could magic ourselves up a pot of money for a youth club, what sort of club do you think you would like to have?
It would be something around gaming, especially for us, but getting that kind of community would be nice for like people to socialise.
And sort of gaming for people who are a bit older, then you wouldn't have the age restrictions on the games that you're playing.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be playing like Minecraft and stuff like that.
No.
You'd be playing something more age appropriate for the individual.
GTA Online, that's fun. You got other games as well.
Yeah,
a lot of gamers.
I know that you're all games fans.
Yeah,
I know that.
Gamers don't tend to socialise much.
Yeah, so
because obviously it's in your room,
everybody.
You're alone. But if you're all connected, it would build a little bit of community there.
Mm. Oh, well, you never know. There might be somebody listening this afternoon that will say, actually, that's a really good idea. Or, you never know, we might be able to set our own gaming club up. Anyway, that was a good discussion.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
That was a good discussion.
Don't forget, Beer and Buses is on the 13th, 14th of October this year, and this has been the Moving Up Show on Vex Radio. You've been listening on 104.6 and online. Bye-bye!